When was the last time that you had a desperate need, a health scare or a financial issue or a relationship that's falling apart? And right in the middle of that need, did you go to God believing that He'd provide? Did you or not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. For some people, just putting food on the table each day is an incredible struggle. Still today, billions of people live in abject poverty. I was chatting recently with a man in Rwanda who was struggling to feed not just his own family, but relatives in desperate need as well. And another man in Bangladesh who said to me that mostly we eat rice, but sometimes we don't have anything to eat, so we go hungry. One of the things that Jesus taught his disciples to pray was this, Luke chapter 11, verse 3, "Give us each day our daily bread." I've often wondered how the fishermen and farmers listening to Jesus would have understood that. I mean, surely the meaning of that prayer resonates so differently in the hearts of those living hand to mouth than it does for those who have plenty. What sort of a God is Jesus to the hungry when he touches their hearts and says, "Ask me and I'll provide"? Today, that Rwandan man and the other one from Bangladesh, hey, they both have enough food to feed their families. In their hearts, who is our God to them, do you think? Sometimes we think that it would be impossible for God to meet our needs. And then we pray that simple prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." And God provides. He always does. Sometimes He blesses our hard work. Other times, when nothing we can do will suffice, He drops a miracle out of heaven. However He does it, He always, always provides. "Give us this day our daily bread." That's God's word fresh for you today. Over this past year, millions of people have heard about Jesus through the Ministry of Christianity Works, which produces these fresh devotions. And we've recently compiled some of the most popular messages, the most responded to messages, into a free life application booklet. It's called The Best of 2020. To request your free copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.